Pricing outside a marketplace is where a lot of operators get nervous. They ask, should I copy my Turo price, lower it, raise it, or just tell people to request a quote? My answer is, do not guess. A marketplace price is not always your real direct rental price. On your own channel, you have to think about vehicle cost, local demand, utilization, pickup effort, delivery effort, cleaning, risk, deposit handling, and how much trust the renter has already built. I would start with the rate floor. What does the vehicle cost you per month? Payment, insurance, maintenance reserve, registration, cleaning, software, and any parking or storage. Then decide how many rental days you realistically need that vehicle to cover. That gives you a floor. Not the marketing price, but the number you cannot casually go below. Then look at the local market. What do comparable sedans, SUVs, vans, premium cars, and weekly rentals cost in your area? Do not only look at one platform. Look at national brands, local operators, airport rentals, and the kind of replacement transportation customers are already paying for. After that, decide how to show rates on your direct website. For many small operators, I like starting rates or rate ranges. For example, sedans from a certain daily rate, SUVs from a certain daily rate, weekly rentals from a range, and monthly or insurance replacement rentals by review. That gives the renter enough clarity to continue, but it does not trap the operator into approving a bad rental. VettiDrive can support that approach because the website can show rates while still keeping manual approval. The renter submits the request, then the operator reviews dates, vehicle, pickup location, deposit mode, and any special details before creating the rental workflow. The big mistake is hiding price completely. If a renter sees no rate, no range, no expectation, many will leave. The second mistake is promising exact terms before you have reviewed the request. If you only remember two things, remember this. First, build pricing from your cost floor and local demand, not from a random marketplace number. Second, use rates to create confidence, but keep approval in your hands. That is how pricing helps the website convert without putting the operator in a corner.